Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
We live in a political world. Love don't have any place.
Yes, we do.
We're living in time to make commit crimes.
We are living in a political world.
You are listening to WGN Radio, 720 AM. I'm Elton Jim Toronto, filling in for Dean Richards. And we do Dean does an entertainment show every week, and it's right up my wheelhouse, too. And that's why I'm so glad that he asked that I could host this, because I love to do pop culture and entertainment. And so, our show is going to be jam-packed today. 4 hours of radio baloney in a one-pound bag.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
And you're part of the baloney. That's the
Thank
voice.
You.
That's the voice. I think.
Thank you.
That's the voice of Scott Stantis. As I said, I've got so many guests on today. Many of them in the studio that WGN was kind enough to install a revolving door, because I mean, you are in, and then you're gone, and Rick Kogan's coming in, and you're gone, and someone else is coming in.
The just, legendary Rick Kogan.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about Grease. The Grease is going to be on.
Their
on
debt is
Fox
terrible.
Tonight.
Oh, that.
Not that one. Not the double E.
Ah.
But anyway,
is the word.
I wanted to talk to Scott Stantis today because...
About Grease.
About Grease. No. But this is...
I got chills.
They're multiplying and I'm blue. No, but... no, that's for later. When I pull out my Kanicki and do Grease Lightning for you. But this is... We're going to talk politics. This is Scott Stantis, the award-winning, I should say, syndicated
you.
And Tribune political cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune. Scott Stantis, this is theater. What's going on right now in the political in the presidential campaign?
It's
There's no doubt about it.
It is absurd kabuki,
especially this week. I mean, I contacted you earlier in the week,
yes,
to come on and talk about this, because what I'm most interested in is, you know, now you're the cartoonist, so you certainly have to come up with an idea. You have to execute it and draw it, which is even another talent. That's why I said you're five tool man. You're a five tool player. But you can not only think about it and get an opinion, but then you have to be able to draw. But here's my question. So you know now pretty much the issues and the types of personality surrounding each of the major candidates,
right,
on both sides.
Yeah, I think so.
Right. So now here's my question. As a political cartoonist, tomorrow, as we're saying, is the Iowa caucus. This is the Super Bowl of...
Or the preseason.
Well, but I mean, for a year... Or more, we've been talking about this. And I'm somebody who does watch all those political shows, you know, whether it's Face the Nation or, you know, Meet the Press, you name it, on Sundays. And almost the minute after Obama took his oath for the second term, they were talking about the 2016 election.
Of course.
And so it's finally here in terms of all these polls lose a lot of their value that they've had for the last year, because now people are actually standing up and casting a vote.
Or caucusing.
Well, caucusing. Well, and the next week on the 9th will be New Hampshire. But so here's my question to you. As you prepare for this, have you already drawn up like five different cartoons?
No.
Like, is there a Cruz winning one? Is there a Sanders winning one? Is there a Trump winning one? And then you just say, okay, look, whoever wins on Tuesday, run the Cruz.
Plug
run the
one.
Trump. Yeah.
No, not yet.
No, okay.
No, I'm just going to. And Iowa's a weird duck because it is a caucus state. We won't know till pretty late. And if you remember, 4 years ago when Santorum beat Romney,
right?
What 2 weeks after the election?
Yeah.
So, you know,
right.
So I don't think it's not a truckload of week old tomatoes. It doesn't have to get out the next day. You can wait a day.
Oh, you could wait. Okay.
Yeah.
So, as political theater, have you ever seen anything like this?
I have to, and I'm a presidential historian, nut, buff, whatever word you want to use. And this is—it's hard to quantify this election. It's almost impossible. We've had a businessman win the nomination by kind of through the side door. Was Wendell Willkie in 1940? He was, and he had kind of the same kind of celebrity vibe that Donald Trump has. And of course, he, lost.
There was no President Willkie.
There was no President Wilkie, although he was allergic to elastic.
I didn't know that.
And gave the ultimate sacrifice for his country and his party. He moved back out of his mistress's apartment and back in with his wife.
Ah, nice. Just in time.
Just to show his love for this great nation of ours.
Well, I'll tell you, I watch these shows, and it has been hilarious since June when Trump announced how the establishment.
Has it really only been June?
It's been June.
It feels
yeah.
like forever.
Between the pundits, the politicians, everybody predicting this guy's downfall, predicting his downfall. He leads now by double digit percentages in almost every poll. And I even heard somebody the other day on Friday night say, well, you know, something could happen between now and Monday. I mean, there's still denial going on.
Well, I think when Trump said, as he did this week, that he could shoot someone and not lose a vote, he's absolutely right. He's pretty much in that position. I don't get it. I find him to be boorish, stupid, churlish, unqualified, uninspiring. I don't like him as my candidate as a conservative.
You are a conservative,
which
right.
Which I am. So I still scratch my head and wonder, evangelicals like this guy, the guy who says,
Two Corinthians, right.
You know, I mean, which is okay. You can stumble, but this guy clearly is not an evangelical Christian.
But I think there is such an anger and such a resentment and a disappointment of people that saying over the last 40 years, we have voted for these people who have either thought like us or told us what we want to hear or made us promises. And we are in horrible shape in many areas. And it's the Howard Beale, I'm as mad as hell, come to life.
Exactly. And I think that the same thing's happening on the Democrat side. A socialist who's not even a registered Democrat is running neck and neck with Hillary Rodham Clinton. This is... You know, for the pundits and the smarties like myself and others, I mean, it shows how preposterous what we spew is. You know, I
mean, well, what I found is funny is that some of these hardliners too, like George Will or Bill Kristol, they're almost. I watch them every week, and it's almost like they're trying to impart the secret. You know, the secret where if you say something, you put it out in the universe, it will come true. They keep saying, well, this will be the end of Trump. Oh, well, this has to be the end of Trump. And they think that just by saying this, and it's clear that if there was any other candidate that had this kind of lead for this long, they would be canonizing him or anointing him, and yet they are still looking for some trip up to happen.
Well, I think we're for those of us who take this seriously, for those of us who are grown-ups, we hope and pray for a trip up. Something could happen between now and tomorrow. Jim,
so here you are. You're the main denial guy too. Okay, I didn't know that you were also in major denial. I mean, look, you know, I don't really have a horse in this race because I'm enjoying the theater of this. When it comes down to it, I will make up my mind. But I vote across party lines, and so I'm just enjoying now seeing how the media is being just, you know, transfixed and dumbfounded. And, you know, what people aren't saying about this thing where Trump, you know, didn't go into the debate and took on Fox.
Right.
This plays right into Trump's hands. Look what Trump did. Trump took on an enemy. He drew a line in the sand. He said, I'm not going on. He didn't go on. He put on his own event. And they came back and said, please come on our thing. Can't he just say, okay, if I'm going to deal with Iran or Russia or China, I'm going to find my enemy. I'm going to tell them they can't do this. If they continue to do it, I'm not going to do it. He's by that has been a microcosm of his philosophy come true.
Yeah. No, I think it illustrates what he is entirely. But the fact that, you know, Megan
Kelly.
Kelly, thank you. Tough name. Two syllables. Megan Kelly can scare him.
I think this was very thought. This guy is a genius. He is a media manipulating genius.
Yeah.
I don't think it was Megyn Kelly. I think it was more about
It was her eyelashes.
Well, I think it was more the snarky PR release that Fox wrote, which I think was a little out of bounds, too.
Okay.
No, but anyway.
But it still seemed unpresidential, but maybe hey, not. I'm old-fashioned.
That's what people are voting for.
Apparently.
Well, we've got Scott Stantis here. He's the Tribune political cartoonist. We're going to continue to talk about what's going to be going on tomorrow night, or tomorrow all day, right, Iowa, the Iowa caucuses, and what the possible results will be. So stay tuned. We'll be back after this. I'm speaking with Scott Stantis, the political cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune. We're talking Iowa caucuses here, and the theater to keep in the entertainment vein of a Dean Richard show. By the way, my name is Jim Tirano, filling in for Dean this morning. And this has been amazing theater.
I've never, again, I come back, and I've been covering presidential elections for 30 years. I'm kind of a wonk on the subject, and I can't for the life of me compare this to any other time. It is remarkable when both sides, by the way, we haven't really
talked
about
that. That's so true. Side. I mean, we've all assumed for years that, you know, Hillary was the inevitable candidate.
Sure.
And no, she is not.
No, you know, I have to admit, I feel a little sorry for her and a little, un peu, as the French might say.
as a conservative, as he's saying here.
A little bit, but could you imagine you've run all these years and it just has to prove that when someone like a Bernie Sanders can be competitive,
a socialist.
Nobody likes you.
Yeah. And I mean, and don't forget, she was the odds-on favorite the last time.
Well, in 08.
In 08.
No, so that has to be painful. That there has to be a level of, well, you know, come on, I'm not that unlikable. Well, you kind of are.
Yes, and you know, and not only that, but I'll tell you, you know, we were talking about the debate and how, you know, Trump skipped it, and it actually may have worked in his favor and proven his bluster about, hey, when I say something, I do what I say.
Yeah.
And
you have a point.
Here's the one thing that I did notice in watching that debate without Trump. I don't know if you watched the debate at all.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see. I'm not a fan of Trump's. I don't know if he's going to win or not. But I must say that after watching that, I saw 7 well-scripted, kind of boring candidates who I wonder if they can beat Hillary. I didn't see anybody jump out of the
Oh, I disagree.
Really?
I think this is a debate we should have been having for the last 6 months, which was the Republicans have a very deep bench. Well, I worked in Republican politics. I mean, I actually have a degree. The only degree I actually have is from the California Republican Party Campaign Management College.
Wow.
So I actually know or care about this kind of stuff.
Well, I didn't know you were like Dick Cheney kind of conservative.
I was going to be a Karl Rove with a soul. So I watched this stuff.
Can't have one without the other.
I think the other Republicans were knowledgeable. They had ideas. It was ideas worth debating. And
so you think one of those 7 can beat Hillary?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
I didn't see anybody jump out. I'll be honest with you. I was very surprised. I mean, I'm not saying that they're not worthy. I think that Rubio is very well spoken, very articulate. He has a clear vision. But he also I heard a lot of canned speeches.
Yeah, from Rubio, yes. Cruz is really smart, really good debater, very, very, very quick on his feet.
Yeah, but he can't tell a good joke. His jokes failed miserably.
They got stepped on both.
He has no
too.
Delivery.
Well, he also, the buildup was too long.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to shorten up. Yeah. Brevity is the...
Well, listen to Mr. One Word Caption over here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my line.
Exactly.
If you can't say it in 3 words, don't say it at all.
Exactly.
How many words was that?
But isn't it crazy? I mean, I remember seeing Bernie Sanders on one of those political shows a year ago. And I remember saying to my wife, there's Bernie, this old guy with this Brooklyn accent or wherever he's from. And I said, this guy, this is the best the Democrats can do. I mean, let's just give this thing to Hillary now. And here we are a year later. And he still has a long shot to win. But the fact that he can be a threat to her in these first 2 primaries is amazing.
It is amazing. Wall Street Journal, Peggy Noonan had a great piece yesterday talking about how he's getting most of his support from people under 40, under 35. This is where this is coming from. And what's the thread? Why would someone who's older not like a socialist? Because we've seen it.
Right. We know it doesn't work.
Yeah, not so much. But this new generation is looking at banks. And you know, now I'm going to sound less Republican than I ever have before. But the banks.
Scott Stantis is melting, ladies and gentlemen.
The 1%, clearly all of the money is going that way, on the capitals, and advantages of this growing economy are going up there. And they're not going to. Youth unemployment, young unemployment is terrible.
Yeah.
They're going to look around and to them.
And he's offering free stuff, free education, free this, free that.
Free stuff in Marxism to them is a new idea.
Right.
You know? I mean,
they don't remember the Cold War. No. They don't remember any of that.
No. So it makes perfect sense. Can he win? Yeah.
You think he can win?
I do.
Wow.
But then,
could you imagine a presidential election in November of Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump? Oh, why? I mean, all the playbooks are thrown out then.
Marx is a loser.
And Mr. Trump, or whatever he is a capitalist billionaire, and I think I can beat him.
Yeah, it's like a little kid with Tourette's against grandpa. It'll be hilarious.
Hey, all I have to say is, if Trump wins, Chicago has a giant building with the president's name on it.
Yay.
And Rahm Emanuel's going to have to look at that name every day. So we'll see. But Scott, I'm looking forward to seeing what your Iowa caucus.
This will be fun. Yeah.
So you haven't drawn any of them.
Oh,
yet.
I have no idea. I wait till it happens.
So I thought you would have done it. So here's real quick.
Sure.
Because I do have to run. But so who do you want to win? Forget politics. As a cartoonist, as your best.
Okay, forget
as like your the- best drawing. Who do you want to draw for the next 4 years?
Well, I've drawn Hillary for what seems like 110 years, so I've got that one down. And Trump is just hair is just that.
Right.
That's who. And Cruz is fun because he looks a lot like Joseph McCarthy.
Oh,
he does. Look
so,
at him.
So that's
look
who.
At him,
so that's who you're rooting. You're rooting for one of those three. Maybe
I'm not
from
rooting
a,
for either any of them.
But if you had to draw someone for the next 4 years, those would be the ones you'd want to
sure.
draw.
Sure. Yeah, to hell with the country. It's all about Scott.
There
yeah.
you go.
That's the ones I want.
Well, I want to thank Scott Stans for taking time on a Sunday. I know you want to. Scott wanted to go to Mass. He
yes.
wanted to make sure. So I want to get you out of here. Although you should know, I am a minister with the Universal Church.
So am I
can give you a blessing.
What's your title?
Reverend.
I'm the right Reverend.
I'm Reverend Jim.
Oh, okay.
Reverend Elton Jim, actually, but you know. So anyway, go to church, get your blessing,
okay.
and pray for whoever you want to win.
Okay.
And we'll
thank
see what
you.
Happens. Well,
peace
thank
be
you.
With you,
and also with you. We lifted your hearts.
We lift
them up to
the
Lord.
Lord.
Let's give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give us thanks and praise. Okay. It's always
nice. I don't have to go now.
It's always nice to blaspheme on a Sunday. Thank you, Scott. We will be back right after this.